As the beloved Aum of Peace speaks his heart to us, we ask him to hold us close in the victory of his own heart's love, that we may be its power everywhere we abide to hold peace for mankind until they can see the I Am presence and the ascended host face to face. Beloved ones of the sacred fire, I wish you to enter in tonight to the feeling of the oneness of your heart's desire for peace and my heart's desire for peace. Our desire is the desire in the great central sun for all life to hold the feeling of peace that the great divine plan may unfold and reveal its glory and give its blessing to the universe everywhere. And in order to shut out the discord of the outer world, the individual must command the energy of the feeling world to feel the peace of eternity. And that is what our feeling of love is to you and to the earth. When you command your feeling to feel the peace of my heart forever and mean it, with all you are and have, nothing in this world will ever disturb you again. And I would like to have you come to that place as soon as possible. You have to command the energy in your own feeling to feel what you want it to feel. Ordinarily, mankind through the centuries has been so in the habit of just flashing into the energy of the feeling world, any feeling that came through, without the slightest effort to prevent what was wrong, protect what is right, that the habit in the race consciousness of all mankind's feeling is an explosive thing. And in order to stand against that and hold command of the things of your world so that everything fulfills the divine plan, you have to become the commanding presence, the victorious, invincible authority that commands your feelings to feel the peace that you want to maintain. And therefore, when you command your feelings to feel the victory of my heart's peace to this whole system of worlds, and to be its power in physical action for you, then the way is open. I can send the flame into you, and you become an eternal part of my flame of peace to the earth. The flame of love and peace which I offer to life is within every unfed flame of every individual. But mankind won't allow it to have dominion, and therefore it is smothered, so to speak, until there comes stimulation enough from myself and others of the cosmic beings to allow that flame unconditional freedom through the energy and feeling of the outer self in order to let it have its dominion in your affairs, the world about you. So when your own heart's desire for peace is not fulfilled in the outer, augmented by your call for my power of peace from the flame of love in my heart to charge in and around you my peace of eternity. Then you become the peace commanding presence, even in the midst of turmoil. And I want you to feel this tonight, not only your right and ability to do this, but the necessity of forming the habit of doing it everywhere you abide. So there comes a great, calm, powerful poise in and around you at all times that is like the Rock of Gibraltar, immovable before the turmoil of other people's feelings or the conditions in which you might wish to move to render service to your nation and the world. It is like an anchor to the great central sun, my dear ones, when you feel the power of peace in the love of my heart. And if you choose to charge all the energy of all of your feeling world and everything in the atmosphere about you with the power of the peace which I feel, and with my feeling of that peace and love, qualify everything with it wherever you abide, you will prevent the hordes of the shadows approaching. I think this is quite valuable as you move in the turmoil of the outer world. Thank you, precious ones. You know, the beloved Master Jesus said to mankind, "My peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." And my dear ones, he gave peace and love to the world. And except as individuals turn their attention to him and stay with his love and peace, if they do not do that, that they do not have peace in the outer world. They become swung in to the discord of mankind's hatred and selfishness. And so when we come to stimulate in you all the determination to hold your dominion and your peace in and around yourselves, you need our love, you need your call to us, and you need our power of peace to amplify your own and strengthen and protect it to the point where it takes its dominion instantly in any situation, wherever you might abide. And then you will find that your call for our luminous presence and our enfolding flame, sevenfold flame of eternal peace, becomes a very tangible, powerful reality to hold in abeyance the discordant conditions and the things around you until your higher mental body can reveal its perfection and take command in your affairs. You have to, by conscious command, push aside the turmoil, discord of the outer world, and you have to hold it aside. Did you give your higher mental body freedom enough to give you what you want in outer physical conditions. And so as you remember the love I have offered tonight and the power of the peace of my heart, try to feel it is the sevenfold flame whose predominant color is gold, that enfolding you, anchors in and around you our power and our feeling, to radiate out and push aside that which otherwise would disturb you. Then you become the peace-commanding presence. And precious ones, if you do not hold harmony within, the great God presence cannot protect you. Your mighty I Am presence in higher mental body, or the ascended host, the angelic host, cannot and will not protect discord. Therefore, until you make the discord stand aside and let your higher mental body have command, your physical affairs, outer conditions, do not hold the peace long enough for your manifestations to come instantly, or at least very rapidly, in answer to your decrees. Because the peace has to be maintained until the gift can be given and the power released to let your calls be physically fulfilled in your outer conditions. You have got to have our peace in order for those conditions to manifest that are constructive and fulfill your calls. And please do not get the idea that peace is a negative condition, not by any means. Peace doesn't mean just sitting down in the corner and meditating. Peace can be as powerful and as strong as steel and can act like lightning to cut into a discordant condition and prevent its explosion. Now, do you understand what I mean? Thank you so much, precious ones. The power of our peace is so great that it becomes a barrier to the push of destructive forces that want to create chaos. And if chaos seems to be manifesting, then you've got to have a positive force and a command to the chaos, to be still. And then you've got to make it know your master. That's why beloved Master Jesus, when he walked on the waters in the storm, and the turmoil was in that energy, he said, "Peace, be still." And every bit of that energy obeyed him instantly. Because the power in his own feeling world that was released through the command was like a sheet of lightning over them that stilled everything. And so it is with you. As you move in conditions of the outer world, you have to throw over those conditions a sheet of flame, still that energy, and purify that substance until the fulfillment of your calls, the constructive conditions you want, have a chance to manifest. So long as the energy is in turmoil about you, you have neither rest nor peace, nor victorious accomplishment. And I might say to you, the Antichrist of the world, the sinister force, would like to drive me from the earth if it could. They drove the goddess of purity, but they can never drive me. Thank you, precious ones, with all my heart. Won't you be seated, please? Do you know why the destructive forces cannot drive me from the earth? Because I just happen to own part of the earth. Thank you, precious ones. And every power of nature that is a stabilizing activity in the structure of the earth or in the atmosphere of earth or through the powers of nature is the love of my heart's flame anchored there from the beginning of this world. I did that. Thank you, precious ones. And that is why, since I own part of the earth as one of the seven builders, then my command for peace must be respected and obeyed. And therefore, when I anchor part of my own heart's flame of eternal love and peace in every one of your life streams, it is to anchor you to the constructive way of life, and it is to make you the authority to, with power enough to command the destructive forces of the earth to be still until they are purified. And you have the full power and authority to command from your presence. But while your presence is releasing its power, my heart's flame and power of peace enfold you and amplify what your presence releases until the manifestation is complete and the disturbing condition purified. So when you issue a command for peace, remember the power in my heart's flame, and remember that the sevenfold flame of the Elohim of peace owns the earth. One day you'll understand what that means. And just as I am in control of certain forces in the earth, so am I in control of similar forces in you, so long as you abide on the earth. And that is why my flame is given to you and abides within the forehead of every physical body on this earth. I have given that flame. Thank you, precious ones. Someday mankind will understand me and know what I mean. So when you use those words, peace be still, they are not just words. They are a cosmic command which contain within them the power of my peace from the physical sun and the great central sun. They are words of eternity, and they are the sacred fire bursting into command wherever you speak them. So when you understand what it means, feel yourselves a part of me. Feel yourselves enfolded in the sevenfold flame of eternal peace, which the love of my heart is, then that becomes about you an eternal armor. Within it is my authority and my power to command, just as well as yours. And you thus amplify whatever your higher mental body releases at the command of your presence from time to time in the fulfillment of its own divine plans in your service to life wherever you abide. So, beloved ones, you are closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet to the heart flame of my own life. And if you wish to use my power, you may feel me in the peace for which you call. You cannot even say that word peace with determination and not feel immediately something still the atmosphere about you and still the feeling within you. For within the very word peace is the power of my eternal sacred fire of peace to the earth. That word carries the sacred fire of my peace. For that word is a cup of the flame of my peace, which contains the feeling of my heart's love to compel perfection. So as you go forward, feel yourselves very close in the heart of my eternal peace and arise into the use of that which sets you free and is a scepter of power to control the turmoil of the outer world wherever you move. If things are disturbing, then say to them often, in the name of my mighty I Am Presence, peace be still. The human shall not be. Then as you remember me, the cosmic flame of my power surges into that energy and compels its purification. So let us go forward, hand in hand and heart to heart, as you ask for the illumining presence of my eternal peace. It will come to you and enfold you and teach you what is within the peace of the sacred fire that builds a planet. That is a great deal more than your desire for peace, which is relief from the stress and strain and discord of the outer activities of mankind. When you understand that a planet is built upon a keynote of peace, a vibratory action that is peace, then as long as that planet holds together, that keynote is the vibratory action of the heart of that planet. And so it is with you. You are an individual world to yourselves. And if you demand the power of my flame of peace, and you command your feelings to feel me, I will be there in your feeling with the love and the power which I am to the earth and which helped to build the world. And I can just as well help to build your world into eternal peace as I can the planet. So, my dear ones, struggle no longer in the discord and turmoil of human selfishness. Command it to be still. Command it to be gone. And go forward. The peace-commanding presence, whose authority the powers of nature respect and obey. So may you feel tonight the enfolding glory from whence the earth itself has come, from whence we have all come. And within all life is the peace within that great love that ever produces perfection and beauty and is in full command whenever you call it forth to control conditions around you. If you feel my luminous presence, you can always know it by the peace and the power of its love to control everything by your own conscious call. The power of my life to give peace is without limit. The power of my love is peace eternal. And so, when you realize that I am the authority of that peace to the earth, when you call forth my flame presence of eternal peace, expect it and see it, and it shall manifest. So I clothe you tonight in the love of its everlasting peace and the power and the authority of its command to life. As you go forward and use it, it will reveal itself, and within it you will find the eternal peace that takes you through to the victory of the ascension. May you be enfolded in its love tonight and be held close, deep within its heart, until you have become its glorifying sun presence wherever you abide. And when you speak the word peace, the flame of peace will take command and hold its dominion while your perfection is established forever. Thank you with all the love and the peace of my heart's flame. Beloved Elam of Peace, thank you for your presence with us tonight. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Take command of our world and compel everything to cease existence that is not the peace of your love for eternity. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such power of peace from the heart of love of the elm of peace, when it surges everywhere in through and around those under this radiation and holds peace in command everywhere for eternity. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction clothe us in the peace of your heart and your love in eternal command. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. And to you, beloved great Elohim of peace, we ask your luminous presence, the sevenfold flame of your own heart's love, to abide with us and forever be eternal peace to our world. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Choans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the peace of eternity, whose conscious flame comes from the heart of the Elm of Peace. May it blaze everywhere without reservation and compel everything that is of disturbance to cease to be and forever hold peace to the earth. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with the one mighty stroke of that sevenfold flame from the heart of the Elohim of Peace, whose love and power to command peace to the earth, we ask to burst upon the world its blazing sacred fire and compel peace to be maintained for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation. Make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command, compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of a great divine plan, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire of eternal peace necessary to put an end forever to all that is not the peace of God's heart to the earth.